You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the local culinary art scene. So we're joined by John Reyes of Eater.com. Hi, John.
Hello.
And A Little Slice of Heaven on Earth. And that is what they call the 24th Cheesecakery, now in its second location in Washtenaw County. We have the owner, Sean Brizel, with us. Hi, Sean.
How y'all doing today?
Good. You do not travel light. In addition to bringing cheesecake, the whole family's here with you?
I brought the whole crew. We are a family. We stick together. All the things that we do, everywhere we go, we all do it as one.
And your 11-month-old son we hear, what's his name?
His name is Sean Garrett Brizel Jr.
All right, hi, Sean.
Yep, he's back there. He goes with me all the time.
Hands off the cheesecake.
Okay.
That's my
so
man.
Is family a big part of this operation for you?
Family is the only part of this operation for me. I did an article with the U of M a while back with one of the students, and it was called $1 Million Tomorrow. And it just pretty much specified as a family how we can all take the journey and take each step one day at a time so we can all enjoy it later in life. And that's what we have done thus far. And that's pretty much what has defined us. Now, you know, cheesecake's going to sell. Family, having that family value, that's what brings value to us. That would bring value to Ann Arbor. And we're hoping to bring value to Ypsilanti as well with our family concept. And no matter if it's our close family or distant family, that's who's going to really help us achieve our goal.
The name has to do with the family, correct?
Yes,
the
yes.
24th Cheesecakery. It's not that it's your 24th one.
No. So what's awesome about that, and which will be going into play maybe, you know, later on down the road, is we will be having 24 different toppings for our cheesecakes. However, 24th Cheesecakery stemmed from my birthday being July 24th, my mother's birthday being June 24th, and my grandma's birthday being September 24th. And we even extended a little further with my brother's birthday being July 24th, my son's birthday being the 4th of March.
So tell us about your family. You all make all the cheesecakes together, and you work together. I've seen you all together in the stores.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My brother has been the one to really take the reins and control that part of it as we build and grow. Because even though we open up a second location, we're looking for our third, our fourth, our fifth. We're growing a multi-million-dollar business. And the best part about it is my mother and my grandmother are the vegan suppliers. So they do the vegan cheesecakes.
Vegan cheesecake.
Vegan cheesecake.
What goes into that?
Vegan cheesecake is a soy coconut-based cheesecake.
Okay.
We use gluten-free crust. We use no nuts. And we try to make it where somebody doesn't walk into our store and say, do you guys have a vegan cheesecake? Yes. Do you guys use nuts? No. So we try to make sure we can, you know, feed everyone. And nobody's limited to what we do.
Where do you get your recipes from?
The top of my head.
You created these from scratch.
Yes, we sure did. My mother, my grandma and I, we like to mess around with different recipes. And when we came up with a recipe that was pretty solid, it was awesome. So what I did was I looked at a cheesecake recipe a while back, a lady in my apartment, and a lady said, "Can you make me a cheesecake?" And I said, "Sure." So, you know, my mom and I were looking for recipes, and, you know, the internet has a lot of recipes.
Right, yeah.
So we found a recipe that we saw, and we said, okay, so we tried it. Now, we wasn't happy with it. So I tweaked a few things and made it our own. So as time progressed, we started just, you know, messing around with different recipes or messing around with our recipe and turning it to something that we really would appreciate, which we sell now. But when it came to the vegan one, I mean, we just looked at a vegan recipe and said, okay, I know what we should do. And we started really developing a cake that a lot of people in Ann Arbor, also, you know, us being open to Ypsilanti as well for the past week, has really loved our vegan cheesecake.
What different flavors do you have?
Oh, man. Thousands of different flavors.
Of cheesecake. Okay. Thousands
yes,
of flavors.
Yes. So I was, I did pastries over at the Ypsilanti Marriott Eagle Crest. And this was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And it was Chef John's cheesecake on the menu. It gave me an opportunity to make a wide variety from white chocolate raspberry to, we got M&M's. I brought you guys a lemon, which is the most popular every time we do cheesecake competitions what's the most craziest cheesecake I've ever made? We did a peach cobbler cheesecake, which is very popular. And what's crazy the most is we have a creativity cooler.
I love that. A creativity cooler.
So that's where all our creative cheesecakes go in. It's a gift and a curse because people come back wanting the same cheesecakes, but we have a rotation menu for our cheesecakes.
I see.
So we'll do maybe a caramel apple cheesecake this week, and we won't do that again for another month because we got other cheesecakes coming in. We got chocolate peanut butter. We have caramel macchiato swirl. Let's say chocolate raspberry. You name it, we can do it. That's why when people say, "Hey, can you make a cheesecake?" I say, "Sure."
I hear there's a cinnamon bun cheesecake.
That's the picture on in our store wall if you ever get a chance to go inside. My brother, he came across a family, his birthday was coming up. And he said, yeah, my brother can make anything. So that's where the Cinnabon cheesecake came into play. Mm. I'm like,
sounds delicious.
I'm like, I'm going to do that. So my mom, she made the cinnamon rolls for it. I made the cinnamon cheesecake. And in my opinion, it tastes like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cheesecake with cinnamon buns on top.
So what's your favorite?
I have two favorites. My first favorite is a hazelnut. Because the reason why I say that is my second flavor cheesecake I've ever made that wasn't plain. My second favorite is caramel macchiato. My wife kept sending me to Starbucks every day. We worked together for a long time, about 8 months, and she would always send me to Starbucks. And it was kind of funny because she was pregnant at the time. So I go to Starbucks and you spend maybe $8 to $10 on a caramel macchiato. So I figured out how to make my own caramel macchiato right. And turn it into a cheesecake. And anytime somebody asks me, that's the two flavors I always suggest.
When did you open your second location in Ypsilanti?
We opened it up February 1st.
February 1st.
It
so
was Saturday.
Just about a month ago.
Sure.
How's it going?
They love us out here. And not only do they love our cheesecakes, they love who we are as a family. That's the best part. When they come inside our store, any given day you might see one person, two people, but most time you're going to see either me or my son, my cousin, his family, my brother, his daughter. Any given time you're going to see somebody of family. My mom, my grandmother might pop in. So they always see us, and then they get opportunity to get a little slice of heaven on earth. They just love who we are, and I love that culture that we're, setting and the culture that we brought ourselves into.
As I understand it, you make the cheesecakes at Growing Hope.
I sure do.
What can you tell us about Growing Hope?
Growing Hope, I think, to me personally, is a very awesome organization. I did the farmer's market for them about maybe 2 years ago. I do sell my cheesecakes there, and they said, hey, we're opening the kitchen. You want to utilize our kitchen? I said, that's awesome. The people there liked us as a family. They liked who I was as a person. I think I'm a pretty cool guy from time to time. don't ask my
You're
wife.
You're all about family and cheesecake. Yeah. I mean, what's not to love about that?
No, it's awesome, man. It's awesome. They allowed us to get our business going, and it really didn't break the bank.
At Growing Hope, that's an incubator kitchen?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where you make all your cheesecakes?
Yes, ma'am. We make about $3,000 in cheesecakes a week. But one good thing, I love that kitchen. I love the environment. I love the culture. I'll get right back to that. But what we did was maybe 2 months within our business, we started investing our monies. Because what we're going to do with our investment this upcoming year is open our own kitchen that we can bake out of, which really will help us utilize every opportunity we can with our baking, our catering, and with cheesecakes itself. But I love Growing Hope. Growing Hope really helped us get to that mass baking. One of my things my dad used to say, hey, can you keep up with the demand? I'm like, yes, Dad, I can keep up with the demand. We make about 40 to 50 cheesecakes every day we go bake. So,
and you have plans to expand beyond Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti?
I do. So every 2 years, we're going to expand to two more locations.
Oh, wow.
This year we got Ypsilanti, but Ipsy came out of nowhere. I really wanted to expand twice in the summertime, but when I saw the opportunity, I couldn't pass it up. But in the summertime, we're hoping to open up a couple more locations. I'm not going to disclose them just yet, but, we got a lot going on.
In Washtenaw County or not far?
We're looking for one location in Washtenaw and one location a little bit up north.
Ooh, okay.
So we're trying to get, and then also one more southeast of us, too, so... It's the opportunity's there.
A lot going on.
Yeah, I feel the family. I feel the enthusiasm. And I'm hopefully soon going to feel the cheesecake.
Yes, 24th Cheesecakery. We are Ypsilanti. We really appreciate, the community is what brings value to us. And we just want to bring value to the community as well.
All right. And John Reyes, thank you to you as well for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you for having
us. And little Sean?
That's my little guy. He over there with his hands up. he's waving at you.
Thanks so much for listening to this edition of Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU.